said, I called today and was told to email the question also. I had the above tree potted in March for transport to San Antonio. Will it survive in Texas, and who can get it here for me at what cost? You know, we told them to ask the nursery, and I guess they sent the question to the nursery. The tree was only in the ground for 8 months, and it's approximately 10 feet. So, they, you know, she didn't tell us that it was a newly planted tree. Vivian, you will have to pardon us for not knowing this tree when you called it, called into the show. And we certainly do understand your sentimental attachment to it. However, I think that you would be happier knowing that it was alive and doing well somewhere than to bring it here in an almost here to an almost assured demise. In looking at my reference materials as well as information on the internet, I have ascertained that it requires an acid, humus-rich, moist growing soil. This you cannot give it here in South Texas, and since it is a tree that wants to grow to 15 feet tall or higher, trying to grow it in a container isn't going to work either. So my advice is the same that was given for the Japanese maple. Give it to a trusted friend who can grow it and send you pictures. Then you can plant another tree in memory of your loved one here in San Antonio that will grow and prosper. I think that a lovely crepe myrtle would be nice.
You did a beautiful job.
I had a little tear in my eye when
Forrest did a great job.
I'd driven over there and given him a big kiss. Come to find out, he sent some information, some sites on this thing. This stupid thing is hard to grow in Georgia.
Oh.
It's a... alas, the Frank Lennii, that's the name of it, has a notorious reputation for being difficult to grow in Georgia.
Oh.
Cultivation information has long been sparse and vague. To remember this, they've got some information that they can give you. First of all, proper site selection and pre-planting preparation are critical. Plant a Franktonii in a site with excellent drainage, acidic soil enriched in with organic material with a pH between 5 and 6. I don't know where she's going to find that. Maybe in a blow sand down here somewhere. And protection from strong winds.
Oh.
It tolerates full sun as well as dense shade, but fares best in partial shade, about a half a day of sunlight. Apply much mulch lightly over the entire root area and make sure it has adequate water in the summer and through the fall when it is still growing and flowering. Forget it.
Well, I wonder why that one was picked.
I think it's it's a native of Georgia type of thing, and it was at once lost. Let's see.
Hang on a second,
they
Jack.
They discovered a small grove of this unknown tree along the a river in Georgia in 1765, and they gathered seed, and the tree was never seen in the wild after 1803, but you know, this one nursery has carried on and growing the tree, so it's a fickle tree to grow even in Georgia.
It's special for sure.
So man, we gave her the right information on that.
Thank you, Forrest.
Forrest got it.